We're now in the loft studio.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment, and truth is our bitch on this show. I'm Phil Henry. We also have a podcast that is out each and every day, and if you check us out on iTunes, you can hear a smattering, a sampling, a dollop of what is available on our website, philhenryshow.com. So when you hear the Phil Henry podcast, you are just getting a little itsy-bitsy taste of the close to 5,000 hours of full radio shows, archive shows that go back over a decade at philhenryshow.com. So try it, love it, hunch it, wrap your arms around it, wrap your legs around it, you know.
Yeah, I just don't like that image at all.
Yeah, it's very descriptive. Mr. Henry used it.
Well, I'll hear from Phil Henry, not you. Thank you very much.
All right, bud. Yeah, I mean, that's what we say.
I don't like the whole climate and wrap your legs around it. I'm sorry.
Right, I'm sorry, Margaret, but that's how I communicate with my audience.
Don't I know it, but I'm trying to give you the heads up, and I want to give you the heads up on one other thing, if you don't mind.
Do you mind if I just get through the open of the hour here?
Go ahead.
So
I thought you were done.
I'm not done. So go to philhenryshow.com and get a backstage pass, and you'll be in love with it. All right. What's the...
Well, the Kim Kardashian story. Now, I know that Doug Danger is going to be calling here. I think you need... I suppressed a belch.
Great, Margaret. Do you have...
I suppressed a belch.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I'm simply saying to you that I do not give full vent and full rein to my baser instincts like some people in this studio do, Bud.
Yeah, but I'll say one thing for Bud. He doesn't sit there and belch.
Yeah, I'm not sitting there going burp, 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 burp. Every five, you know, or 10 minutes, or 5 seconds, I mean.
What? What a retard.
All right, okay. What's this? Kim Kardashian. Doug Danger is going to talk about Kim Kardashian. She's pregnant. She was just seen recently in a runway show, I think, or something along those lines. She was looking fetching in some new... ensemble. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing very good.
Doug is the entertainment writer for the Courier, and let me just grab the story here, Doug. I know it's Kim Kardashian. Oh, here we go. Now, Kim Kardashian is a young lady who is with child. Am I right about that?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian is pregnant and by Kanye West, and as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm reporting on that with nothing but the highest praise and good wishes to both husband, not husband and wife, but man and father. I don't think they're husband and wife right now. It's gay man, gay journalist. I don't want to comment on that. I think it'd be a lot better as a gay man. And I say this as a gay man and a gay girl. It's going to surprise a lot of people, Phil, but I think that they ought to get married. And I think maybe they ought to give that child a name.
Well, the child is going to have a name, Doug.
Yeah, but what last name is that child going to have?
Would it have the father's last name?
They don't know. You could have the mother's last name. They could give it the father's last name. But you're not married, as these two individuals are not married. I'm saying this to the gay man, the gay journalist. And I like how these heterosexuals who love to tell you all about marriage, they love to tell you about what's right, what's wrong. And these heterosexuals don't even have the common decency to get married to give their child a legitimate name, so it isn't a... I'm going to use the word, and I'm using this word as a gay man, as a gay journalist. A bastard.
That is unnecessary. I think in this day and age, Ted...
No, in this day and age, Margaret, in this day and age, a bastard is a bastard, and that's what Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are attempting to foist on the world, a bastard child. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Let me ask you something, Doug. Because this is not what we wanted to talk about. What we wanted to talk about was this style, these casual white jeans and the lacy... what they called a bump-grazing top. But as long as you're on this topic...
Well, I didn't want to talk at length about it either, but I think it needs to be said. And the only guy that's going to say it, you'll notice that the only guy saying it is me, a gay man, gay journalist.
Yeah, but you're gay, man. What do you care about it?
Doug, who is that, Bud? Bud?
Yeah.
Bud, as I've tried to explain to you so many times I can't even count them, being a gay man, gay journalist, I still can comment on the issue of marriage... And this ain't about gay marriage, because I don't like to talk about gay issues. As you know, Phil, I'd rather talk about anything but gay issues. I'd rather talk about how to clean a cat box. I swear to God, I'd rather talk about how to clean or how to wipe feces stuck to your cat's rear end than talk about gay issues. What do you think of that?
What?
Are you telling me that you'd rather... What did you say?
I said I'd rather...
All right, I understand what you said. You don't want to talk about gay issues. So this is not a gay issue. It's a marriage issue.
That's exactly right.
Okay, and so you're saying that the Kanye West-Kim Kardashian union, that's not marriage.
No, it's not marriage. It's not marriage. And that's why I think, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can tell you that that's a couple of heterosexuals. That's what they think of marriage. They'd rather bring a bastard into this world and give that child a legitimate chance. Okay.
Don't you worry that people in entertainment, particularly this couple, will see you and not want to talk to you?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. So how are they going to ignore? I don't care whether they talk to me or not. The fact is they will talk to me because I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. All right? Phil?
Yes.
Okay. Then you know I'm gay.
Right.
It's like you're saying, yeah, I know you're gay, big wow.
Yeah, well, you say it all the time.
Hey, listen, Dickman, I'm not even messing with you today. I get one word out of you that I don't like, I'll come down there. And when I get there, you'll know my name.
All right, let's just move on then, okay? Enough about the fact that they're not married or they will be married or the kid's a bastard.
Look, how many times do you get to say on the radio, look at that, look at that, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, and they're going to have a bastard for a child? You don't get to say that, and that's true. That's true.
All right. We've said it enough, and now let's move on to this issue having to do with the fashion that she was wearing.
Yeah, see, that's it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I get to talk about fashion. Well, guess what? I'm going to take this into a new realm, Phil. Now, Kim Kardashian may not be smarter, but she's certainly stunning. The pregnant E-star was spotted heading to a meeting in L.A. on Thursday, and her head-to-toe look from the flowing locks to her pointy pumps was just spot on. For the occasion, I didn't write this, by the way, because I don't give a sweet you-know-what about fashion, but I'm just giving this as a precursor to my report, Phil, as a gay man and gay journalist.
All right.
The pregnant E-star was spotted heading to a meeting in L.A. on Thursday, and her head-to-toe look was stunning. For the occasion, Kim chose simple white jeans and a slinky white satin and lace camisole that gently grazed her steadily growing baby bump. God, I hate that term, baby bump. Only a straight person could have come up with that term. Baby bump. You have got to be, in order to embrace a word like that, you've got to be illiterate. You know what I mean by illiterate?
Yeah, you can't read and write.
That's it. You know what I mean by that? What's his name, Bud?
My name's Bud Dickman. You talk about illiterate.
We know, Doug.
I didn't say if you knew. I'm asking Bud.
Yeah.
What's illiterate mean?
What's what mean?
What does illiterate mean? Well, it's you, okay?
No, he can read and write. What's wrong with you tonight?
I'm just trying to get to the, what I'm trying to do is a build-up here. Illiterate. In order to use the term baby bump, you got to have a brain about the size of Dickman's. Either that or you can't read or write. Either that or you're some kind of cranked-up white trash. Either that or you're some kind of coked-out black trash. Either that...
Come on, take it easy, man. Back up. You're just going to do this report. Do the report, all right? You're starting to sound angry. You're starting to sound borderline racist.
Yes, and I don't like it at all.
Well, I don't care, because this needs to be said. Kim Kardashian's pregnant, right?
Right.
How big do you think that ass is supposed to get?
Come on. Well, Doug...
No, that's a damn good question. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Nobody's asked the question. Kim Kardashian's pregnant. How big do you think that ass is supposed to get before somebody says something?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm waiting. See, nobody has said anything. No one said anything. And that's the thing that disturbs me more than anything else. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. Okay. Okay?
Yes, you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right. And if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine with me. But I'm going to say something because I'm gay. And I'm a gay man, gay journalist. Look at this woman, Kim Kardashian. Now, she already is known really for only one thing, that big balloon rear end of hers. That's all she's known for. Don't give me this stuff about how on the Kardashians she was so funny the other. Nobody cares, man. People watch that show so they can see how much of a mental midget most of those people are. They want to see how dumb. First of all, they want to see whether Bruce Jenner's face begins to just, gradually flake off. What week is it going to be when we finally see Bruce Jenner show up and there's no eyes, no nose, no mouth? It's just a straight, flat face, like something out of the cartoons. Okay, when's that going to happen? The other thing people want to know is, what kind of crazy thing is that other mental midget Kris Jenner? Then the other mental midgets, and then we got Kim. And how big's that butt going to get? That's the only reason why people watch that show. Now she's pregnant. Do you know how big that ass is going to get? Now, I'm sorry, Phil, to have to talk about it in these terms.
You know what? I think it's very disrespectful. If you want my honest opinion.
I think it is as well. And I think as a topic of discussion on a radio show, even though it is late at night, where are you going with this? What's the purpose of this?
I think I already articulated it. How big is the ass going to get? Why is that so difficult for people to understand?
All right, so what?
So what? It's going to... Boy, I tell you what, I'm a gay man and a... Thank God you got a gay man and a gay journalist on your program. What I'm trying to say to you is this. It's going to destroy Kim Kardashian's career. There's only one reason why people care about the woman. The ass. The ass, the ass, the ass. Now that woman puts on all this weight. She's going to have a baby. She's got her baby bump or however, these metal midgets. All this white trash. Do you want to talk about that stuff? I'm telling you, gay man, gay journalist. And I'm telling you right now, that ass gets so big, it will explode right along with her career. Now, of course, I'm being facetious.
Well, thank goodness you told us you're being facetious. You are being as mean-spirited as I've ever heard you be, Doug. And to say that this girl's career is going to be destroyed because her hind end gets too big.
I'm telling you, Margaret, Kim Kardashian right now has got a nicely shaped, she's got a big ass, but it's a nicely shaped ass. She gets pregnant, and that ass never quits. I'm Doug Danger. I'm Gay Man, Gay Journal.
And what? And that shorthand is driving me nuts, okay?
All right. I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man, gay journal.
We'll be right back. Let's take a break here. It's driving me crazy. Kim Kardashian, the question is, now that she's pregnant, how big can that ass get before it destroys her career? Just because she's pregnant.
Well, you gotta admit, if you're pregnant, the ass gets big.
The ass gets big, but it doesn't get career-destroying big. That's the point I've been trying to make.
Yeah, okay. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth.
What?
Is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Doug Danger on the line with us here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. So Kim Kardashian has been a part of the discussion here, and a rather juvenile question, how big can the ass get? But you don't think so, huh, Doug?
No, I don't think it's juvenile, Phil. I'm a gay man, a gay journalist. I don't ask juvenile questions. They may be unusual questions, but I'm a gay man, a gay journalist.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you see on a TV show about the pet or about the West Side Boys, and they took a hostage?
No, I didn't see anything like that.
Well, there's a he's referring to the SAS, the British Special Service, the SAS.
Oh, I know the SAS. Yeah.
Okay, the SAS went in and rescued four British soldiers who had been taken hostage by a group called the West Side Boys from Sierra Leone.
I seem to remember that story, yeah.
Okay, my question, Mr. Danger, or I mean Doug, if you heard the song In a West Side Town and a West Side Girl and a West Side Boy.
The what? What is he talking about?
What are you talking about, Doug? Or Bud?
Whoa, hold on there, friend.
I misspoke, sorry.
Yeah, okay, we got to back way up. You just called him Doug. Are you telling me that I remind you of some guy that's got the thought process of an eel?
Because... No.
All right.
No, I'm not. I misspoke. Bud.
What?
What are you talking about?
The SAS rescued those soldiers.
Yes.
From the West Side Boys.
Yeah, those are the Pet Shop Boys.
No, the guys that had the hostage.
The guys that sang West Side Girls were the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, the guys that sang that song. The one you did, Bud.
Yeah, in a West Side Town, in a West Side Girl, and...
You know, excuse me, I'm the singer here.
Okay, Margaret, do you know the song?
Yes. In a West Side Town with West Side Girls, the East Side Boys, the West Side. I don't know how it goes, but it's like that.
Well, anyway, what's your question?
Well, I guess I don't have it.
Are you trying to tell me you thought those were the guys that kidnapped these guys?
Well,
I'll tell you something, Dickman. You break all records for weird. You break every weird record on the books. Every weird record on the books, every record for weird, every record for dumb, every record for Claude, Every record for Akins, even. Not even Claude. And when I said Claude, I meant C-L-O-D, but even Claude Akins. Every record.
Okay, can we get back to the story here?
Yeah, the story, that's it. Kim Kardashian gets pregnant. That ass gets too big. Her career is dead. You mark my words, I'm Doug Dang. I'm a gay man, gay journal. Now, I'm sorry, Phil, I did shorthand. Gay man, gay journalist. Now, the next story we got here, Girls Gone Wild files for bankruptcy protection, cites disputed debt to the Wynn Casino.
This is a very interesting story, Doug. I'm glad that you are talking about this. Joe Francis, is this a gambling debt?
You better believe it's a gambling debt, Margaret. The company behind the Girls Gone Wild video empire has filed for bankruptcy in a move it says is an effort to restructure its legal affairs after several disputed court judgments. GGW Brands LLC and several subsidiaries filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Wednesday in Los Angeles, listing more than $16 million disputed claim. Now, here's the thing, Mark, that will interest you and interest you, Phil. The largest claim is a $10.3 million judgment that the Wynn Resorts Limited is seeking from the company for judgments entered against Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis over a gambling debt and statements he's made about the casino and its founder, Steve Wynn.
I just want to be clear. So this is a gambling debt.
Yeah, that's $10.3 million in a gambling debt. And also, I think there might have been a judgment in terms of libel. The figure does not include a $19 million judgment Wynn won against Francis in a slander trial last year. The case which, I might have lost my place. But the point is, this guy Joe Francis owes a lot of money. And the extra point here is, I've never seen a guy have the success that a guy that Joe Francis has had, and I've never seen a guy come back from more troubles like Joe Francis. The attempted blackmail, all kinds of stuff, and then turn around and just throw it all down the crapper on these gambling debts.
Yeah, I think it's really amazing, too, Phil, because Joe Francis, whether or not you like the Girls Gone Wild idea, Joe Francis made a lot of money. And to lose it all in such a ridiculous way, to lose a slander judgment, and then to throw it away on gambling.
Well, yeah, I agree. And you're throwing away so much money by way of a gambling debt, and you owe it to a guy who, I guess you, did this slander come about?
Yeah, I think the slander came about after the...
All right, so the slander comes about after this judgment. But here's a guy that, because of his gambling problem, wrecked his company, it sounds like.
Well, I don't know if that's it. I mean, I think if you owe anybody $10 million in gambling debts, you have a gambling problem. There's no question about it.
Yeah, but if you got $10 million, it's like a drop in a bucket.
But this ain't no drop in a bucket, but this guy loses $10 million, he's done. And he is done now.
Well, bankruptcy doesn't necessarily mean a guy is done. I mean, this is a... First of all, Doug, the slander trial, this was against Joe Francis?
Well, the slander charge is against Joe Francis, but the debts are assumed by the company, this Girls Gone Wild LLC, or whatever the hell this is, Girls Gone Wild.
All right, so Joe Francis himself is looking personally at the slander problem. His company is on the hook for the for these debts.
Exactly. So Joe Francis personally may not be involved in the bankruptcy, but personally, he's got his ass in a ringer over the stuff that he said about Steve Wynn and stuff like that.
Well, it is pretty interesting. I mean, I think that the guy made a lot of money.
Yeah, and it also sunk a lot of ideas. The Baby Gone Wild, which I think I discussed with you.
Baby Gone Wild.
Yes, that was the idea. I thought that might have been a good idea.
Hold on for a minute. You remember Baby Gone Wild or Baby Did Go Wild? Do you remember that?
I remember that.
All right, that was an idea. That wasn't my idea. I said that was an idea that I heard somebody float on your show. Who was that?
Who floated the Baby Gone Wild idea?
I heard someone say Baby Gone Wild and Baby Did Go Wild, and I don't know who it was. I always thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa, hold on. What are you talking about?
You never heard the Baby Go Wild.
What do you mean I never heard Baby Go Wild? What kind of an idea is that?
It's some idea that some guy had for a videotape that was on your show. They were going to sell them.
Well, it better not be what I'm thinking.
No, man. God, don't be so weird, man. Just back off. Cool it off. Cool it way down. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, you're a gay man and a gay journalist. What about it?
Baby Gone Wild.
I've never heard of Baby Gone Wild.
you know, a minute ago, Phil, you were all calm and everything, and, you know, and...
Yeah, bored.
Bored?
Bored.
Well, right now you're going ape crap because somebody said Baby Did Go Wild or Baby Done Gone Wild.
That was it. Now I remember. It was Baby Done Gone Wild. And I think it was a series of videotapes. I can't remember. I don't know.
But look through the files and look through our records and see when that show was done. At least we can find out who it was.
Yeah, I think it was...
Hold on. We're going to take a break. Phil Henry Show. Baby Done Gone Wild. Yeah, I remember Baby Done Gone Wild.
Phil Henry.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, that baby...
Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We had a bit of a controversy erupt here at the tail end of the last segment. I'm talking to Doug Danger and Margaret Gray here about Joe Francis of the Girls Gone Wild franchise, if you will, who is on the hook for a lot of money. He had a slander judgment against him for $19 million. Steve Wynn filed that. This is from Las Vegas. And now Mr. Francis also owes some $10 million in gambling debt money to the Wynn Resort. So it's not a good story. And Doug, you mentioned Baby Go Wild or Baby Gone Wild.
The idea, this is Doug Danger, folks, gay man and a gay journalist. Phil, you're always reluctant.
No, I'm not reluctant. We've been saying it so much.
No, I know, but at the beginning of a segment.
Okay. This is Doug Danger, gay man and gay journalist.
Right, Doug Danger, gay man, gay journalist. All right, the point that I'm making here and the point we've been making... as a result of Girls Gone Wild, there were a lot of different franchises, I think, that tried to utilize that format. Not that format, this got nothing to do with sex. But the whole Gone Wild concept, getting something, have it go wild. What is it? All right? There was a gentleman, I think it was in the L.A. County area, who came up with Baby Done. It was called Baby Go Wild or Baby Done Gone Wild or a Baby Did Go Wild. It was either Baby or Babies. I don't know what.
Well, Bud, you have the...
Yeah, we got a file. This is the last year we had on a Phil Henry show, and it was a gentleman by the name of Steve Basel, and he said, baby, you go, or baby gone.
Let me see it, Bud.
Oh, baby.
I got it, Bud.
Hey, right here, baby.
I got it, man. You're sticking it up my nose. I can't read it.
Give it a call. Let me see.
Yeah, see, baby.
Give it to me. What is with you guys?
Will you let him read it, please?
Baby Done Gone Wild.
Yeah, that's it. This guy's a real hillbilly, whoever it was.
Well, we have him on the phone. He is in Corona, California. His name is Mr. Stephen Bozell. And Mr. Bozell, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
I just want to ask you a question, Mr. Bozell. You were on our show last year.
Yes, sir, I was. Mr. Danger, I don't have any racism in me. And you call me a hillbilly, I've got to say you're just some gay boy.
Hey, let me just say this, sir. I've been called every name in the book. You aren't here. You're not physically anywhere near me, all right? Because if you were, you wouldn't say that. But I said to Mr. Henry, if you call something Baby Done Gone Wild, then that bespeaks the hillbilly. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right?
If you're telling me that brings Billy, it brings a Billy out in me, I would say to you, you know...
Well, yeah, go ahead. What do you want to say to me? You want to make a gay joke?
No, sir. I just...
All right, look, let me just resolve this, gentlemen. I think that Mr. Danger has a way of putting things that I have to ask you, Mr. Bozell, while it might be a rather acerbic, why did you call it Baby Done Gone Wild?
I thought at the time that was the... for whatever reason, I can assure you I've been to school, sir.
All right, sir, if you've been to school, then how about showing us, you know, how far... Why don't you show us what grade you graduated?
I graduated as a senior in high school, sir.
And why is it called Baby Done Gone Wild?
I was going to say, if you let me say.
Go ahead.
At the time that we come up with the Baby Go Wild concept, and I'd ask my wife, I said, is it Girls Gone Wild? Is it A Girl Went Wild? What is the name of it? Tell me in the name of God, what is it? And my wife kept laughing, and we felt we had a very good idea, but she had to research it. And she came over.
Wait a minute. What do you got to research, sir? This is something that was on TV, or it wasn't on TV, but they were selling the tapes.
I said to my wife, is it called Girl Go Wild, or what is it? And she goes, A Girl Went Wild. And I said, is that the name of it? She said, no, but that was what happened. I said, what's the name of it? And she said, I think it's Girl Gone Wild or something like that. Oh, my God. You don't even know it's called Girls Gone Wild, okay? All right. That's the name of it. And you don't mind, sir, and I've got no animosity, racism or anything, but if you don't mind, I'm not going to take a gay man's word for it if you don't mind. No, you don't take a gay man's word for it, whatever you do, sir. Go ahead and start a company called Baby Dumb Gone Wild. That's fine.
All right, so what we have here is, Mr. Bozell, you couldn't quite get the name of Joe Francis's tape straight in your head, so you went and you approximated it?
Yes, sir. I just said let's do one about a baby because I've got an idea on baby. On baby or babies? On babies, okay? I'm very nervous.
And all right, you're doing fine. Go ahead, Doug. Just give him a break.
So I said, let's do Baby Done Gone Wild 2, and my wife said, that's a good name for it. And I said, not 2. I said, well, it'll be the first one. She goes, yeah, I know, but Baby Done Gone Wild 2. And they said, don't do that because they'll think it's Volume 2. Even if it's spelled T-O-O? I'm sorry? Even if it's spelled T-O-O? What is? The tape you're going to do on Baby Done Gone Wild, you said it's Baby Done Gone Wild 2?
Yeah.
Is that T-O-O or the numeral 2?
I'm not familiar. I don't...
Sir, obviously they thought that it would be confusing if people thought it was Volume 2, as in the numeral 2.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Oh, my God! That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, well, I apologize. I didn't know. And so we come out with Baby Done Gone Wild.
What was Baby Done Gone Wild? What was the concept?
The concept was very simple. You take babies and you get any variety that you want, maybe about 5 of them, and you put them in a room, and we had little tiny little containers that you usually see cottage cheese come in, only the cottage cheese got et.
You love that?
Man, I tell you, you have got...
All right, Doug, please.
I mean, man, I'm trying real hard. I'm trying real hard not to hold you being gay against you. I'm trying real hard, man.
Well, don't do me any favors.
All right, listen, I don't want to hear that kind of talk, Mr. Bozell, if you don't mind.
Well, what about what he's doing?
He's being a smartass. I don't want to hear your homophobia.
So you asked me what is Baby Done Gone Wild.
Yeah, what is I know what Girls Gone Wild is. Now you got a tape called Baby Done Gone Wild.
Yeah, and as you say that, I realize how far off the mark we got. I realize now that it was called Girls Gone Wild. How could we ever have gone to Baby Done Gone Wild? And I feel that that's one of the problems that this series had. And had my wife been paying more attention and wrote it down good, that we would have had a more successful series.
Okay, now that we know what the business model's problem was, tell me what the show was about or what the tapes were about.
All right. You take a you grab a few babies, you put them in a room, you grab a few.
Doug, please.
You take some babies and put them in a room. And in the room with the babies are small cottage cheese containers that have been emptied out. And in them, they have different paint. And it's also colored to look like dip. So, or not colored to look, it's dip, but it's colored different color. You understand?
It's dip.
Yeah, that's so in case the baby wants to eat it, it's not going to hurt them. And you just put babies and colored dip in a room with a canvas. And then when the baby and the baby done gone wild part is where the babies, you put enough babies in a room full of dip, what do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, if I can answer that, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, Mr. Danger, if you put babies in a room and they got a diaper full, they're going to take it out and start to, you know, maybe clean their, you know, start throwing it around, doing what, you know, what anybody else would do.
And what anybody else would do?
Yes, sir.
Are you trying to tell me that an adult?
Sir, I think if you had a diaper full, or not a diaper, but if it was in your, wouldn't you take it out and throw it?
No, I don't, sir. I think probably what I'd do is dispose of it as gingerly as I could and take a very, very long shower and then ask myself at the end of that process why I even did that.
All right, Mr. Andrew, I didn't come on your program to be laughed at.
Mr. Bozell, you make statements that are pretty bizarre. If I had a diaper full, wait a minute, I don't wear diapers, but oh, you say, okay, what about my underwear? I don't understand that. Let's just get back to the story of Baby Done Gone Wild. So it's babies in a room with different colored dip.
Yes, sir, the different colored dip. And in my opinion, and my wife's opinion too,
the baby would naturally take the dip, and they would begin to attack each other. I mean, there would be a natural, I guess you could call it, a competitiveness between, and the natural baby rivalry, and so they would begin to square off using these different color dips. Now, what do you mean by natural baby rivalry? I don't know what that means. I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I understand that probably there's a lot of stuff I don't understand. But what the hell does that mean? Sir, yeah, exactly. You're gay?
Yeah.
All right, so you don't understand the natural rivalries in nature. Now, at
natural rivalries in nature. So these babies are in a room full of multicolored dips, and
no, the dips aren't multicolored. They're just different colored dip, but each dip's got a color. What color? What's the flavor of the blue dip? Oh, I hate you so much. I'm not kidding, Phil. I want to know. What's the flavor of the blue dip?
You got a blue dip, right?
Yeah, I guess we got a blue dip. Yes, sir. What's the flavor? I think it's blueberry or something like that. Blueberry dip? What kind of, what are you, is it yogurt or dip, man? It's dip. Okay, you fairy. Fairy! Yeah, yeah!
Oh! Well, Phil, why'd you hang up?
I didn't hang up. They both hung up. That is the funniest damn thing I think I've ever heard.
Dad, instead of calling him a fairy.
When Bozell lost his temper, called Danger a fairy, and the way Danger reacted, which was like he'd almost been hoping for that.
That's what I'm talking about. Danger, for all we know, is on his way over to Bozell's house right now.
I hope so. That whole baby done gone wild, I've heard some, you know what, if Bozell was related to me, I'd have that guy looked at. I would put him in for 72 hours just to be safe.
Well, I mean, he's not hurting nobody. You got to put somebody in 72 hours if you're going to hurt somebody.
Well, at least I'd have him evaluated, because any guy that is talking that crap, he must be imagining things.
Like what?
What are you talking about? Baby done gone wild. Put him in a room full of multicolored dips. What color's the blue dip? Oh, blueberry. Wait a minute. And the natural rivalry between babies, let it happen. I'm telling you right now. And this guy's married? And his wife helped him with this idea?
Women know about babies, obviously.
Well, this woman doesn't. Whoever he's married to doesn't know anything. Let's call it baby done gone wild and see what happens when you put a group of babies in a room with dip. I might like the idea of the dip and the babies. I don't think you're going to get anything on canvas.
Yeah, but if the babies take the dip out and a natural rivalry takes over, that's what Mr. Bozell is trying to say.
But about what natural rivalry?
When the natural instinct of a baby's to do battle with each other.
What are you talking about, man?
Well, babies are going to...
What do we do battle with each other?
Well, that's the thing we read in that book, and Bud's got it all wrong. And I told you, Bud, we were looking at a history book, right?
Yeah.
And they had dug up archaeological find.
Yeah, they found baby fossil.
They found baby fossils.
Yeah, and swords and shields.
And it looked like there'd been some kind of battle over a 5-day period.
Okay, you guys are nuts. You know that?
Well, wait a minute. If this is real history, you're talking about a real archaeological dig.
Yeah, it was in Great Britain, and it was an archaeological dig, and they did it in Great Britain.
Yeah.
And they found baby fossils with swords and shields, and it looked like there'd been a battle over a 5-day period.
Yeah, because there'd been all kinds of slaughter.
Yeah, a lot of the baby heads were lopped off. Everything.
I think you guys are... I don't think you read the story right then.
Why?
Because it probably has got... Maybe they were infants that were slaughtered. Maybe it was an infant burial ground. Maybe it was a lot of... You know, if you take one era and then you have another era, a lot of stuff is buried in the same place over hundreds of years.
No, no, no. This was all in the same strata.
Yeah, same ground, everything.
Oh, the same strata. Well, excuse me, Dr. Leakey. The same strata.
That's what the guy said on TV.
That it was from the same period.
Yeah, he said it was from the same period, and they were very certain that I called it baby geddon, but they said...
Baby geddon.
Well, I think it's fascinating. It bears getting someone on from the British Museum.
No. No, I'm not going to do that.
And why wouldn't you?
I'm not going to embarrass myself in this show by getting somebody on from the British Museum and asking them about baby geddon. Is that cool with you?
Mr. Henry, it's worth...
Is that cool with you? Because that's what's going to happen.
Okay, ma'am. You may be blowing it.
Yeah, I'm blowing it all right. I'm blowing it all right. Yeah. Hello, British Museum? Yeah. Have you got a doctor there or anybody that could talk to us about the possibility that there was a huge battle between babies thousands of years ago?
They didn't say thousands.
Well, how long ago was it?
Probably about 2000 BC.
Okay, that's 4,000 years ago.
It is?
Yes. Yes, 4,000 years ago. 4,000 years ago, a battle over several days between babies in armor, helmets, and with swords.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And based on that, we've got a videotape called Baby Done Gone Wild that's stiffed.
Well, you don't know if it's stiff.
Yes, I do know that it's stiffed. This jackball comes on here. Do you see any videotapes of Baby Gone Wild?
I ain't looked for him yet.
We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Truth is a bitch. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And remember, at philhenryshow.com, we are online and ready to be of service. I want to thank the great Steve Dahl. We were on Steve Dahl's show today. And if you head over to Steve Dahl's website, you'll find out the schedule of the various guests that he has. Steve Dahl is one of the longtime, a guy that I call one of the founders of modern talk radio. And I have to say that because there are very few suits, people in the hallways of power in broadcasting that even want to acknowledge that guys like Dahl or Howard Stern or others, you know, had a pivotal part to play in just exactly how talk radio sounds today. And so it was fun being on the air with Steve. We're going to also be a part of another very, very talented guy's podcast, Jay Moore. More stories, and we are going to be a part of that, and Jay has been nice enough to reciprocate. He'll be on the Bobby Dooley podcast himself very, very soon, and we've got some other folks lined up. Sugar Ray Leonard is ahead on the Bobby Dooley podcast, and part two of the Joel McHale Bobby Dooley interview dropped today at iTunes and elsewhere, so you might want to check that out. Now I just saw something else freeze. It looks like my computer is freezing up on me here. This is a very, very bizarre and crazy scene, man. It's a nutty scene. All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show, and just a couple of other things that we want to get into here before we clear out. We were talking about the Catholic League.
Yeah.
And this is a Catholic basketball league that was being proposed by Georgetown. I guess it's actually happening, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to have Georgetown going to be a Catholic league along with Butler and along with Xavier and a few others.
Right. Speaking of basketball, other news that might make a little bit more sense. There is going to be a basketball team in the great city of Sacramento, California, and guess which one that's going to be? You got it, the Sacramento Kings. Mayor Kevin Johnson says Sacramento is back in the ballgame. Sacramento's back in the ballgame, and after announcing that two investors want to buy the NBA Kings and build a downtown arena to stop the protest move of the city's only major league sports team to Seattle. Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? The Seattle Supersonics split. And here comes the Sacramento Kings to Seattle, and just exactly what's happening, we don't know.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not a good basketball town. That just simply means that there was not support or sufficient support.
Well, there might not be sufficient support. What are you talking about?
Talking about the basketball team that leave Seattle?
Yes, if the Seattle Super whatever, what are they called?
Supersonics.
If the Seattle, and where did they go?
Oklahoma City.
Why are they called, what's Oklahoma City called?
Called the Thunder.
I don't understand.
What difference does it make?
Well, if you called them the Super, hold on. I didn't do it into the microphone.
You know something, Margaret.
I didn't do it into the microphone. If you call a team the Supersonics, and then you call the team the Thunder, I don't understand.
All right, well, whatever. So what's the point?
The point is Seattle had a team. They didn't like that one. They like this one better. That's all.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Okay?
Really? Do you want to yell a little more, Bud?
Margaret, that's right in my ear.
Well, would you tell him to stop?
Bud, you don't have to yell.
I'm just trying to say. Are you trying to say that? What are you trying to say?
I'm saying if they didn't like the Seattle Supersonics and they want a better team.
They didn't like the Seattle Supersonics, so they wanted to shop for better. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. What happened was there was a dispute between Seattle, probably in the city, God knows what, and Seattle Supersonics split. Now the Seattle City people are willing to work for another team. Sacramento wants to go there. I don't know, but I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that Seattle said, oh, let's get rid of this one and go for the Kings. You know, maybe it did. World-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and me, Phil Hendry. And don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com for all of your live streaming video needs. I know that we had a kind of a squirrely video here in the latter stages of the show. It was stopping and starting and I don't know. We will see you guys later on. Don't forget to get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. Don't forget about the Bobby Dooley podcast that dropped today. Don't forget about all kinds of stuff that I don't want you to forget about. Visit the shop. Get a hat. Get a mug. Get a shirt. Get a Ted Bell hoodie. Get something. Do something. Be something. Be all you can be. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Hendry.